get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The latest government figures show an unusually high number of Americans are still seeking unemployment aid. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The Labor Department says 870,000 people in the U.S. filed for jobless benefits last week, a high figure that proves the coronavirus is still squeezing many businesses, including restaurants, airlines, and hotels. The number of people who are continuing to receive unemployment benefits dropped to 12.6 million. That total has steadily declined over many months, an indication that some of the unemployed are being rehired and that others have used up their jobless aid. About half of the jobs that were initially lost when the coronavirus struck have been recovered. Mike Hemp in Washington.
President Trump is holding a campaign rally in Jacksonville, Florida this evening.
The Republican Party is the party of jobs, safety, and freedom, and we will ensure that America never becomes a socialist or communist country.
Earlier in Charlotte, North Carolina, the president signed an executive order covering a range of health care issues, including protecting people with pre-existing medical conditions from insurance discrimination. Elected officials and law enforcement are urging for calm after protests last night following a grand jury ruling in the Breonna Taylor case. In Louisville, Kentucky, two officers were shot, but Mayor Greg Fisher says they are recuperating.
I'm extremely happy to report that one of them was treated and released from University Hospital with a leg wound, and the other, who was struck in the abdomen, is in stable condition after undergoing significant surgeries and is expected to recover.
The Pac-12 has decided to play football this fall, reversing an August decision to postpone until spring because of COVID-19. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
God's word is power, and we need to be in his word every day gaining wisdom. God is very patient, but because of our immoral society, we are drowning in debt, have poor public education, and corruption all around us. Our founders would be horrified at what the Democratic agenda has become. With the right and left fighting each other, they get none of the work done. Please go to ProfitToAmerica.com. We're going to lose America. You can't remain silent. That's ProfitToAmerica.com.
Meet Sarah.
Hi.
She's a hairstylist and graduated from cosmetology school a year ago. She has an adorable puppy named Rex.
Good boy, Rex.
Sarah has been in recovery from opioid addiction for over 3 years.
I broke my leg skiing in 2014 and was prescribed opioids for pain. Like many, I developed a dependency that I couldn't break on my own. But now I'm in recovery and feeling more like myself again.
Sarah's doing great things in her recovery, and you can too. If you or someone you know struggles with opioid addiction, go to cssnv.org/substance-abuse. Help is available. Find the courage to fight your addiction to opioids. We can help. To start your journey to recovery, visit cssnv.org/substance-abuse. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Eric Trump is making a campaign stop in Pahrump. The president's son is appearing tonight at the Pahrump Winery. Tickets are required for the event. Nye County officials say they do expect all local businesses to follow the state's directive on public gatherings. The campaign event does come with a COVID-19 waiver, which says anyone attending the event assumes all risks related to the possible exposure to the virus. Workers at a second Station Casino's property say they want out of the Culinary Union. Station officials say that they've stopped recognizing Culinary Local 226 and the Bartenders Union after a majority of Palace Station employees signed a petition opposing union representation. Boulder Station employees took a similar action back in August. Palace Station joined the union in 2017. Six people were detained last night by police during a protest march in downtown Las Vegas, calling for justice in the shooting of the death of Breonna Taylor. Yesterday, a Kentucky grand jury indicted a former Louisville police officer on charges of shooting into neighboring apartments during a raid at Taylor's home back in March. No other officers were charged in that event. Some 150 people marched in downtown last night.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Quick check of the traffic cam. Some of the slowest action right now is on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Valley Verde, 215 east at Green Valley. And we're also getting some slow flows on the 515 as you try to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 westbound, that's at Pecos.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition on AM 670 KMZQ. I absolutely love it when we have Heidi Harris on because we have so much fun with her. I have fun on her show. She has fun on my show. Heidi, how you been?
How are you, my friend? How's it going?
It is going absolutely great. Okay, I got to ask you, it's been the big news over the last couple of days, the lack of indictments for murder with three cops in Louisville. They were marching, and they were violent last night in Louisville. We had protesters out here in Las Vegas, beginning and ending, I guess, at the Container Park, one of my favorite places. What do you make of all this and what the grand jury came back with?
Well, I think it's unfair that the media goes on these tirades and they put out this narrative that a shooting was a certain way. And then once again, we find out that's not at all the way it went down, whether it's hands up, don't shoot. Or now George Floyd, I have real problems with that because as far as I'm concerned, the officer should have taken his knee off his neck. Would he have died anyway? Possibly because he had so many drugs in his system, but that doesn't matter. I watched the way that officer treated him very callously. I wasn't happy about that. But with Breonna Taylor, we were told what? That she was shot, minding her own business, in her bed. It was the wrong address, no knock warrant, da-da-da-da-da. We were told all these things that were all false. I'm not trying to case here because I didn't hear all the, obviously, the evidence that the grand jury heard. But, what frustrates me about it is when they put out a false narrative that all cops are just shooting innocent people in their homes, in their beds, and it's a black person, and we wouldn't care if it was a white person, but if it's a black person, they put out this narrative, and then once again, it's proven that there are some facts that the media didn't want to cover because it didn't fit their narrative. Then the next time there's legitimate police misconduct, people are just going to get numb to it and go, yeah, right, well, that's what you said the last time. That, to me, is the big problem. It's just like women who falsely accuse a man of sexual assault. When they accuse a man falsely and then it proves that it's not true, then that hurts genuine victims. And in the case of Breonna Taylor, the media running with the narrative that was false hurts people who legitimately have complaints against the cops. So that's the part that makes me sad.
Well, it's like the Michael Brown thing in Ferguson, the gentle giant, and then we see the video of the convenience store, and we go, well, that's not exactly a gentle giant. And then we find out he actually reached for Darren Wilson's gun, which then gives Darren Wilson the ability to do whatever he wants. He can go and shoot the guy dead. You know, we keep seeing this, but the problem is the people in the street, the mob, they want justice. But the only thing that constitutes justice is cops going to jail. And in a lot of these cases, they shouldn't go to jail.
Absolutely not. They always want justice, but we have a justice system. And the grand jury looked at this. The grand jury looks at those other situations, and they decide. You and I don't, because we don't have all the facts before us. So, yeah, you know, people just want cops' heads on a stick. That's what they want. And, of course, we know a lot of these protesters are paid. And if George Floyd rose from the dead, for example, and walked among the crowd, or Breonna Taylor, and rose from the dead and walked among the crowd, they probably, if she had a MAGA hat on, they'd probably attack her. They still don't care. They don't care about these particular black lives. They're only concerned about either they're getting paid by George Soros or they just want to cause trouble. They really don't have any core beliefs.
Heidi Harris joining us, 6 to 9 a.m. morning host right here on AM 670 KMZQ, and she'll be on tomorrow. I'll be on with her tomorrow, and I'm very excited about that. The one thing I hate, there was footage on Fox this morning of a U-Haul van with protesters offloading stuff that they were going to use in the protest. And I keep asking myself the question, so who's paying for this rental? I mean, a U-Haul doesn't just give you a rental, say, go, hey, here are the keys, take it. Take it for a couple of days.
Right. Well, you know what you'd think? You'd think the media it would be looking into it, right? You'd think they'd actually have some actual concern about looking into the source of all this, but they don't. You know, it's like that 87-page report that came out about Hunter Biden. I mean, you know, hookers and blow. Hello, there's no news here, but the press ignores it. They completely ignore it. They don't care. Now, if it were a Trump child who did some of the stuff that Hunter Biden did in this report, I mean, it's outrageous. We all know. The press, they only care what they care about, and that's it.
So what happens next Tuesday? What happens at the debate? What do you expect from Trump? What do you expect from Joe Biden?
I still expect, and maybe I'm just reaching here, I still think that Joe's going to find some kind of way to weasel out. Have you noticed, and maybe I've missed it, there's been very little buildup to this debate. I don't know if you've seen that in the press, but I haven't seen much. You know, usually they make a big deal about it, right? I've heard virtually no buildup to this. And that tells me that maybe they don't want people to watch. They know that Joe Biden's going to collapse, whether he's got something in his ear or not. We don't know about that yet. But I keep feeling like they're going to find some way to weasel out of it. And if they do, the mainstream media, they're going to cover for him. Well, you know, why should he? Well, this is what Nancy Pelosi said a few weeks ago, I'm sure you talked about. Why should he dignify, you know, President Trump by having a debate? They'll come up with some excuse and they'll make it okay. And I'm convinced he's going to try to find some way. I could be wrong, but that's what I think.
No, but no. Did you hear what Rush was talking about either today or yesterday? He was talking about how somebody in Biden's party, some 22-year-old intern, will end up testing positive and will have been in contact with the vice president. And then all of a sudden they'll make the case, well, she has to sequester, and so does Joe.
Oh, yeah. I would. You know what, Kevin? I wouldn't doubt it for a second. I think they're going to pull out any possible stop they can pull out between now and the debate. I honestly think so. And I don't know. Once again, I have not seen a lot of big hoo-hoo in the press about this debate. Everybody's not looking forward to it because the left knows that Joe Biden can't do it. He can't make it through 5 minutes of a debate. Now, the one I want to see, of course, is Kamala Harris and Mike Pence. That's going to be great. But, I don't know. I just feel like they're going to find a way out of it. So I'm not going to get too excited until it starts.
Let me just ask you about this whole presidential race. We are now, 40 days away. October 17th is the first day of early voting. How do you size this thing up 40 days out?
Oh, I don't know. I think that the Supreme Court thing is obviously a factor for some people, not for everybody. I think that there are a lot of folks who are going to be maybe waiting for the debates and whatnot. I can't imagine that there are that many people still sitting on the fence who don't know who they're going to vote for. I think if there are those people, once they see Joe Biden in a debate completely falling apart, maybe that'll change their mind. I think the people on the left should be asking. Of course, they won't be, but they should be asking, where's Joe Biden's list of potential nominees for the Supreme Court? Why isn't he responding to what Trump's done by putting out his own list? So I think there are a lot of people who are still firming up, well, some maybe are firming up their opinion still on the situation. I can tell you one thing. I don't think we're going to know who the president is on election night. I can pretty much guarantee you that.
You don't?
No, I don't believe that at all. Oh, no. No. Oh, no. They're going to be pulling ballots out of car trunks. I don't believe for a second that election night is going to be the result. We're going to have the results. Absolutely not. Even if it were a landslide for Trump, they'll try to push it. I don't think so at all.
And by the way, at 2 o'clock our time on Saturday, the president's going to announce his pick for the U.S. Supreme Court. And a lot of people are asking the question, are we going to go through another Brett Kavanaugh thing again?
Well,
what do
Lindsey
you think?
Graham's already said he's not going to tolerate it. Lindsey Graham, you know, as you know, he gave a full-throated defense of Brett Kavanaugh. And remember that, and I watched every second of the Kavanaugh situation, all right, every second of those hearings. And the fascinating thing was, had this been a left-leaning judge and had a right-leaner come out last minute with an accusation, they never even would have given her a hearing. But Lindsey Graham said, okay, fine, we'll give her a hearing. We'll let her have her day. She did. And then when Lindsey Graham heard all the so-called evidence that she had, which was nothing except accusations, he came out, as you know, with an amazing defense of Brett Kavanaugh. He's not having it. He is not going to put up with that again. He's not going to watch another qualified judge have a public autopsy. He won't do it. So I don't even know if they're how many hearings they have to have at all. I'm not sure if they're going to do it. They should just push her through. She's qualified. They've all had plenty of time to check every aspect of her life, all of the rulings she's had so far. The left will cry, oh, we haven't had time to talk. Yeah, you have. You know all about her. And so I think they should push it through as quickly as they possibly can.
Well, October 12th is the date that we're hearing from Lindsey Graham for the hearings. And so you have, what, a week of hearings? By the end of October, we ought to be able to have a vote.
I would think so. Or if not sooner, I would certainly think so. I mean, he's not going to tolerate it. He's just not going to tolerate her being abused. There's nothing wrong with asking somebody questions, asking somebody about their judicial philosophy, looking at their their previous opinions, things like that, decisions. Fine, that's fair. But the idea of just trying to destroy, they tried to destroy him, and that was the word that Lindsey Graham used, as you recall.
Remember, it was Dianne Feinstein who questioned the Catholicism, if you will, in the bloodstream of Amy Coney Barrett. And
right.
By the way, is somebody's religion fair game?
Well, it's not. It's not legal. They're not legally allowed to ask that question. That's against the Constitution. And the thing is, you and I know about what Feinstein did to Amy Coney Barrett before in the lower court, but most people didn't pay attention to that. They have no idea. So if she does this again, and if in a public setting that more people are going to be watching, there are a lot of Catholics who are not Republicans. And they're going to go, hold on a second, are people of other faiths? I mean, the fact that you adhere to your faith doesn't disqualify you from being on the high court, which is, you know, why the Constitution's got that in there. There's not supposed to be a religious test. And if she trashes Amy Coney Barrett for actually adhering to her faith, it's not going to go over well, not going to play well at all.
What's ahead tomorrow besides me at 8:35?
I've got a lot of stuff. We're going to talk to the White House about the immigration situation. We're kind of doing the Federation for American Immigration Reform event. I used to do that every year in person. Now we're doing a kind of a virtual thing. So we've been talking about some immigration issues this week. Tom Del Vaccaro joins us from California. He's an attorney.
I love him.
We love Tom. I've known Tom for about 13 years. And the fun thing is that there are folks who are saying that Dianne Feinstein may not be up to the task in these hearings. And so he's going to comment on that because he knows her very well. So just some of the things we'll talk about tomorrow.
From 6 to 9 a.m., Heidi Harris. Thank you, Heidi. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Thank you, my friend.
There you go. Heidi Harris, 6 to 9 a.m. morning host right here on AM 670 KMCQ. Stick around. We'll take you to Jacksonville and the President of the United States live on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
The president is expected to announce his nominee. Let's get going. Let's get this person through. You know the Dems would do it. Who's it going to be and how fast can they get it done? That's the question.
Heidi Harris, tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR. What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As is sometimes the case, The president finishes up earlier than I expected. I didn't know when he started, so that was the problem. But he just finished up Jacksonville, Florida, a key battleground state. I think he's going to win Florida big. I really do. There are all these states like Arizona and Florida and Nevada that I think the president's going to have another surprise for Democrats. I really honestly believe that. I want you to listen to this tricky response, and it's not long, from the president before he got on Marine One. And his response to a question on the message to the Breonna Taylor family. They're trying to trip him up. Well, why didn't you go see him? The fact is that this girl may not have been the angel that everybody has been saying. This was the president today before boarding a Marine One on his way to North Carolina and Florida. Here it is. Cut.
What do you say to the family of Breonna Taylor, sir?
I think it's a sad thing, and I give my regards to the family of Breonna. I also think it's so sad what's happening with everything about that case, including law enforcement. So many people suffering, so many people needlessly suffering. But with respect to Breonna, we give our regards to the family.
I have a question. Maybe you can help me with this. And I know we got a lot of legal eagles that listen to this show. I would be interested to know the guy that is accused of shooting and injuring two Louisville cops. Why isn't he being charged with murder? I mean, everybody wants to throw around murder charges. Okay, he's shooting at cops. Isn't that attempted murder? I mean, I don't know about the Commonwealth of Kentucky or the city of Louisville, but that sounds to me like attempted murder. I mean, what was he trying to just give him a flesh wound? I don't know. But I found that very, very bizarre. The other thing that came up was the fact that all three cops should have been indicted. That's what the mob wants. But the fact is, that's not what they're getting. Judge Andrew Napolitano was on with Dana Perino. I want you to listen to this. This is something that kind of surprised me, although Judge Andrew Napolitano, he does surprise me from time to time with some of the stuff that he says. This was from this morning's show with Dana Perino, feeling that all three cops should have been indicted. Here he is.
Well, you know, the crowds will never be satisfied until all three of the police officers are charged and convicted of murder, and that's obviously not going to happen. The law that permits the police to return fire and to defend themselves does not permit them to shoot blindly, aimlessly, where they can't see the target and they don't even know who or what they're shooting at, which is how this innocent woman, Breonna Taylor, got killed. I would have indicted all three of them and let them assert their affirmative defenses at the time of trial, but that's not what happened, and that's just me. There are legitimate beefs about this in the streets. And as your former guest, Mr. Morgenstern, so nicely put it, they have every right, those who want to protest, to protest. It's when these protests morph into violence that the police have to get involved. Violence, which seems to be instigated by people using these legitimate political beefs to morph them into violent behavior. When that happens, then there has to be arrests. And there must be prosecutions, aggressive prosecutions.
And do you think, Daniel Cameron, the Attorney General of Kentucky, announced a task force to look at possible reforms? If there was one reform or one law that could be changed in the future, what would you look at? What would you target?
I would target police immunity. They should not be immune when they break the law. Now, in this case, the governor made an interesting suggestion, and that is, let the public see what the grand jury saw. Now, the governor can't do that. The attorney general can't do that. The prosecutors who presented the case to the grand jury can't do that. But the judge who's in charge of that grand jury can do that. And I encourage those prosecutors to ask that judge to release all of that evidence.
And by the way, I've got no problem with that. Let's have transparency. Let's have full disclosure. Let's find out what the grand jury saw. See now what they're asking for. What the mob is asking for is, what was the racial makeup? Why should that matter? what the racial makeup of that grand jury was. I don't understand that. And maybe some of the 150 or 200 people that were out at Container Park, maybe they can call me in our next half hour and we can talk about this. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Because I'd like to know what the problem is.